This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. A judge in the United States has blocked a government freeze on federal loans, grants and other assistance. The pause was due to come into effect a short time ago and would put trillions of dollars on hold. But a judge in Washington blocked it, at least until she holds another hearing on Monday. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
A federal judge has blocked part of this executive order by President Trump, but all day it's caused huge confusion about exactly who it affects and what is affected. There are so many programs in this country that rely on federal assistance. Healthcare in particular, Medicaid and Medicare affects millions of people. But Mr. Trump and his administration say that this is a temporary freeze and this is about looking at which programs are useful, which ones are wasteful. And ultimately, he has said that this is about creating government efficiency.
The US government is offering millions of federal employees the chance to leave work now but continue to be paid until the end of September. The window for deferred resignation will remain open for another week. The offer is being paired with a freeze on hiring new federal workers. Leaders at a UN Security Council meeting on the Democratic Republic of Congo have condemned Rwanda's support for the M23 group. The rebels are getting closer to taking complete control of Goma in eastern Congo. The DRC's foreign minister, Therese Kayikwamba-Wagner, called on the Security Council to bring an end to the conflict.
Millions have been displaced. Thousands are trapped in the besieged city of Goma with restricted access to food, water, electricity, security. Countless lives have been lost. Enough is enough. Rwanda cannot be allowed to continue to act with impunity, and I therefore called on the Council to act in defence of the principles of multilateralism and international law.
UN officials say around 4,000 households have had to flee their homes in Sudan's North Darfur state over the last 2 days due to attacks by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The RSF have been trying to capture the city since last May, with the Sudanese army repeatedly repelling the assaults. Our Africa regional editor, Will Ross, says those attacks have gone on for several days.
They're attacks on villages close to El Fasher, the capital of the North Darfur state. There's an armed group which has been allied to the Sudanese army, and it's been talking about a particularly nasty attack by the RSF, it says, with many people killed, over 100 is one estimate, in the village of Brouche. And we're talking about women, children and the elderly killed. There are also reports of mass displacement of people living in these villages.
World News from the BBC. There's been a crush at a huge Hindu religious festival in India. The accident happened when people who were sleeping by the riverbanks in Prayagraj were trampled by others who'd taken a dip in the waters. Several people are feared injured. Organisers say up to 70 million people were expected to attend Wednesday's bathing day at the Mahakumbh Mela. The World Health Organization has urged the Trump administration to reconsider its decision to suspend funding for HIV treatment programs in developing countries. The organisation has warned that a halt to funding could lead to rises in new infections and deaths. It said the programmes provide access to life-saving therapy for more than 30 million people worldwide. International researchers have found that human-driven climate change contributed to the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. Our climate editor, Justin Rolat, reports.
This study found it had made the hot and dry conditions that drove the fires around a third more likely. The chances of the low autumn and winter rainfall that preceded the wildfires had doubled since the pre-industrial era, the scientists said. They also found climate change meant fire-prone conditions in the region were now likely to persist for 23 days longer, increasing the chances fires will coincide with the strong seasonal winds. The scientists warned there was some uncertainty around the results, but said the evidence from all the factors they studied pointed in the same direction, that climate change had made the fires more likely.
The Mona Lisa is to be given its own space at the Louvre in Paris. The painting by Leonardo da Vinci is currently housed in one of the museum's main galleries, with very long queues to see it. The move was announced as part of a major shake-up of the Louvre by the French president. Emmanuel Macron said the building would be redesigned and enlarged to ease overcrowding. And that's the latest BBC World News.